In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, this is letter number 6478, Baruch Hashem, the 17th of Elul, Tavshin Ches, Brooklyn, Sholim Uvrocha. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter in which you're referring to my letter. The Rebbe sent out a public letter for Rosh Hashanah, and that was for this year, the year Tavshin Yud Ches, 5718, the year we're learning the letters. And he's asking that that many items of the Torah that are a part of our Holy Torah weren't mentioned in this general letter that the Rebbe wrote. And that is important for Yidden. Why the Rebbe only is concentrating on those few things that the Rebbe writes about, but he says there are many more items that are part of the Holy Torah, and the Rebbe didn't mention it, that they are important for Yidden. The Rebbe mentioned specifically what was important, but he doesn't mention that. I guess in that letter, the Rebbe said the main thing is that the Yidden should not try to pretend to look like the Goyim, and the Rebbe goes through a very lengthy letter over there for in which the Rebbe says that, and I guess this person was asking the Rebbe, there's other mitzvahs also, and he brings many proofs from different verses and saying of our sage blessed memory about various matters which are important for Yidden, and they weren't mentioned in the Rebbe's general letters. And they say that from the Rebbe's letter, you can sort of interpret that they're not important, because the Rebbe's addressing the general feeling of trying to mimic the non-Jews, and Rebbe is basically saying, it's not the language, it's the Torah that kept us together, but he sort of got from it, or he was complaining that the Rebbe sort of isn't spearheading enough the other matters. So the Rebbe writes to him, I'm surprised that you're trying to interpret in my letter that these items that you write are, God forbid, not important. He wrote about other matters. When the Rebbe says, well, the truth is self-understood, all 613 mitzvahs and the mitzvahs of rabbinic origins, and also the particulars which comes from the scribes, they're all important for all Jews, and they are given given through HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu for all Jews. The Rebbe says the importance is so great that in the language of the Rambam and the Laws of Tshuva, chapter 3, Halacha Ches, that even one who says about one verse or even one word of the Torah should be ksav, and same thing is true for the oral Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu said it on his own and not from Hashem, is called a koifer b'Torah, a denier, a heretic in the Torah. And as he concludes there, he has no part in the world to come. So that's self-understood, that I'm not excluding, God forbid, anything. In this general letter, it was not discussing about generally being important. It was only emphasized the matter that without it, there is no Jews, Rahman al Islam, God forbid. Which means that we're saying if we don't have it, then there's no Jewish people. The Rebbe says, what do we need more? Let's take, for example, the matters of Korbanos. The entire book of Vayikra and a big section of the order of Bamidbar and the whole order of Kochim in the Mishnah and so on, they are occupied only with Korbanos. And from the time that the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Lanu, as the liturgist, says in the Musa Previum Kippur, Ein lanu loy ketoires v'loy korban. We don't have no incense and no korban. No Jew in the entire world has it. We don't have. Nobody has it. And what's even more than that, that according to the Torah, you're not allowed to bring a korban and not the incense. And yet, how are we still in Atem Nitzov Mayim Kulcham, or the modern language would be Am Yisrael Chai. We are here today, all together. And Hayom Kipshuta, meaning today, today's day. So, the Rebbe says that there are parts of Torah that we can't practice today. And yet, we survive. Am Yisrael Chai, even though we can't do. And the Rebbe points out that the whole section about it. And your question about waging war or against compromises. Basically, why the person wanted to know is the Rebbe so insistent that people should not compromise? And he says, and you express yourself that Torah Shebiksav, the written Torah Shebapeh, is full with compromises. There is allowances in the Torah itself, there is compromises. As for example, Prusbul, you know, when the seventh year comes, the loans are canceled, but there is a way of getting around it, Prusbul. We sell the chametz. Really, you should get rid of the chametz. Torah says you can't have the chametz in your possession, and we find a way around it. What's the way? We sell the chametz. So, hey, he's saying to the Rebbe, you're waging war against compromise, but the Torah itself compromises. We find ways. But the Rebbe says, this is self-understood. What does the compromise mean? And the Rebbe uses the English words, compromise, which means you make a compromise with Torah, but the Prusbul and similar things which are written in Torah, in the written and the oral Torah, as mentioned earlier, this was all given to Moshe by Sinai. So then that becomes a part of Torah, just as the Ten Commandments. So this is not using a Prusbul, selling the chametz is halacha. That's part of the Torah. So it's not compromising the Torah. So the Rebbe said, based on your quoting the verses and saying of our sage blessed memory, I'm hopeful that you have every day a set time of studying Torah. That is the halacha and the Jewish tradition, the morning and the evening. And from time to time, you keep on adding in this. That's a sign of life, that it grows, and there is addition. And the Rebbe, may the blessed Hashem help that you should add such and such with blessings for good news and for a chsima toiva, shana toiva. And the Rebbe is basically saying to him, he shows and quotes different verses and different saying of our sages, showing that he's like somebody who knows. So Rebbe says, I'm hopeful that you're learning and you set up time to learning and you learn. But the Rebbe is telling him that your comparison of selling the chametz of Prusbul, that's not compromising Torah. That's part of Torah because that's in the halacha of Torah. And what the Rebbe was talking about is not compromises, not to compromise Torah. And the Rebbe says, anyone who, even if it's a small or seemingly a not important part, it's still halacha and it's Torah, and one does not have the right to compromise.